100 days after Typhoon Haiyan, known locally as Yolanda, the city of Tacloban is slowly rising again. Power is being restored. The sound of hammers echoes from every corner as survivors turn their shelters into more solid homes. But thousands are still living in tents or in makeshift houses. They are even more vulnerable than before Haiyan. They still very much rely on humanitarian aid. On the day Haiyan struck, Evangeline Tiozon and her family lost everything. But she has since benefited from one of the emergency employment programs set up by the Department of Labor and Employment with ILO support. Thanks to the money she made through the emergency employment program, 49-year-old Tiozon has been slowly rebuilding her life.
Before the tragedy of Yolanda, life was okay. After Yolanda, we lost everything. Our motorcycle and our engine for the fishing boat were washed away. All we had left were the clothes on our back. I joined the emergency employment program when the Department of Labor and Employment came to our local government barangay office. I signed up for the work to help meet our daily needs. I now want to get my shop business up and running again. I'm not wishing for anything bigger than what we had before. Starting small is fine with us.
Many Haiyan survivors have similar stories. Many lost it all to a storm surge and winds so powerful they sent ships slamming ashore. Romeo Elazo, a 59-year-old welder, lost his house and his tools, leaving him both homeless and jobless. He too joined an ILO emergency employment program. It has provided him enough cash to feed himself and his family.
Before Typhoon Yolanda came, I had a welding machine, but unfortunately, it was washed away during the typhoon. But after the typhoon, I no longer had my machine. I'm still looking for a job. Being a part of the Emergency Employment Program of the International Labour Organization and the Department of Labour and Employment was a great help.
Almost 6 million workers have been affected by the typhoon. Of these, 2.6 million were already in vulnerable employment and living at or near the poverty line even before Haiyan. So the need for jobs is a priority, explains the ILO's country director, Lawrence Jeff Johnson.
Most of these people have lost everything. If they were petty traders, they lost their stores, they lost the materials. Farmers lost all of their crops or even their plows, etc. So what we do through emergency employment is work to allow them to basically help rebuild their lives. And we do it in a safe manner. We want to ensure that these individuals who were victimized by Typhoon Yolanda are not victimized again in the recovery. So in addition to ensuring minimum wage, we ensure social protection. Occupational safety and health is at the forefront. Also ensuring social protection through PhilHealth and Social Security is also provided.
The call for more jobs can be heard throughout the affected areas, leaving no doubt that much still needs to be done to help victims regain the livelihoods they lost to the storm.